The English and Their History by Robert Toombs.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Introduction. Who do we think we are? In general, this only is allowed. There's something noisy and a little proud. Daniel Defoe, The True-Born Englishman, 1700. Generally speaking, all the great events have been distorted, most of the important causes concealed, some of the principal characters never appear, and all who figure are so misunderstood and misrepresented that the result is a complete mystification, and the perusal of the narrative about as profitable to an Englishman as reading The Republic of Plato or The Utopia of More. Benjamin Disraeli, On the History of England. The people who took the name English, set up an English kingdom, and subsequently named their country England, and those who have lived there after them and thought of themselves as members of an English nation, are in two ways products of history. Because of what happened to them, and because of the constantly changing ways in which they remembered those experiences. This book explores these two connected themes. Though apparently simple terms, nation and memory raise questions that need to be considered briefly at the outset. What a nation really is has existed.